This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. If you'd like to learn more about her, there's a tab called Instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. And you'll find Gwyneth there. Click on that, and it'll take you right to links that will show you her internet presence. So, Gwyneth, we've been talking about the $43 million royal fleecing, 4,300 times what a typical $10,000 U.S. wedding would cost, which is still way too much in my book. And, you know, the flower girls and the page boy outfits, $2,000. The church fees. Now, the church fees were the most reasonable part of the whole thing. St. George's Chapel at $233. Just $233. The groom's wear, $11,000. Hair and makeup for the bridal party, $13,000 for hair and makeup.
Crikey.
Entertainment, what was that? I guess they had a lot of work to do for... $13,000.
That's amazing. Oh, and I don't know if this is true, but what I heard on the internet was that, you know, that Meghan Merkel had requested California barbecue style. She was asking people if they could please bring a plate. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I saw that on the internet regarding the wedding reception, and so I would be extremely surprised if that were actually true. You know, because the royal family is known for their catering.
Okay, here's something I believe is true. So here's something I believe is true. She was discussing how this is a different kind of a wedding reception. So instead of having a sit-down meal of, you know, gourmet food,
eating canapés all afternoon.
Yeah, little morsels.
Canapés
that would
all
be
afternoon.
That's it.
And
one
that's
or two bites.
That will be provided, that and the cake.
Mm-hmm. And this was a different kind of a wedding. This was a networking opportunity. Now, by saying that, that changes the... It seems like it's... Well, isn't that nice? Isn't that nice that it's... You know, she's saying that... This wedding is an opportunity to meet people that you might not ordinarily meet, and you can take advantage of it. But by saying that, it is now a business expense. It's a business expense. Just like when I would say to our class, hey, I'm going to be at the, you know, XYZ event. I'm going to be talking about starting your own business and take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take. And if you decide you're in business right now, and how do you do that? You say, I'm in business. Then the entire extravaganza becomes a business deduction. Okay, the entire event, getting in your car, 53 cents per mile to get to come see me, the new outfit that you want to buy to, you know, look good when you're at this event, your food and your lodging and all the expenses related to this educational event, are deductible. And I have a feeling that's why they said that. So you think about the Kennedys at Hyannisport, where they have, for the handicapped children, they have an Easter egg hunt, and it's a wonderful thing. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll bet you they say, boy, how much is the lawn maintenance? Well, that's the only reason we're cutting the lawn and fertilizing the lawn and manicuring the lawn is for the egg hunt, the Easter egg hunt for those little children. So that's a tax deduction. So these guys have engineered, in my opinion, this is all my opinion, they've engineered
the whole
ways
event is engineered.
Yes, to get deductions from taxes for doing things. You know, hey, it's just one day a year, and we just have these handicapped children running around on our lawn for a year. But by doing that, we get all these tax deductions. It's crazy not to do it. I believe that's their logic. Okay, I really believe that is their logic. I can't prove it because they don't let me look at their books.
You know, the other thing is, I mentioned earlier, Marion Haith, repent at your leisure. I don't think Meghan Markle has considered who her mother-in-law is.
she's marrying the...
deal with this woman.
Well, she is marrying the wealthiest person on the planet.
She's going to have to deal with Charles Rottweiler.
She is marrying the wealthiest person on the planet.
Yeah.
She really is.
I think that she might have dollar signs in her eyes. Apparently, she doesn't come from a very wealthy family. She has no idea of British royal etiquette. She's going to be putting her foot in it every other minute from what I've seen and what I've heard. There's reasons for all the rules that they have. She's going to have to shut down her Facebook account, her Twitter account, because none of the royals have Facebook and Twitter accounts for exactly the same reasons that you are not necessarily very careful on monitoring your Facebook account and keeping it, you know, posted too regularly, because you don't want people knowing your business, and neither does the royal family.
Right.
They don't have private cell phones for the same reason that you don't have a private cell phone, because they're a tracking device. And these people have a centuries-long history of people wanting to assassinate them. I don't think she has any idea on the face of God's earth of what she has gotten herself into. She has automatically got the mother-in-law from hell in Camilla. And she's got a grandmother-in-law who is going to require that she keeps to all the rules. She's old, she's ill, and, oh my gosh, don't even get me started on Prince Philip. He's, anybody who's listened to me for any length of time knows my opinion of Prince Philip. He's not somebody you would hire for a babysitter, that's for sure. Let me just put it that way. she has no idea. She has just seen the princess sparkles. She's seen, I think she's got a very Barbie idea of what is involved in being a princess. And she hasn't considered really what is involved here. And I think, you know, Sarah Ferguson, when she married, what was it? I think it was Prince Andrew. Sarah Ferguson married Prince Andrew. And, she was actually from a noble family. She didn't have any idea what she was getting into. You know, and she was actually from the nobility. And Diana didn't have any idea what she was getting into, and she was from the nobility as well. These people live on a different planet. The royal family really, really do. And it's like, you know, like I say, I think that her motivations in accepting Harry's proposal of marriage has been a combination of princess sparkles and gold digging. And maybe that sounds harsh, but I think that I've hit the nail on the head there. What would your opinion be, Vincent?
Well, I have to agree with you. And here's just a very simple thing that maybe she hasn't figured out. That when you live in one of these old castles of centuries old, the heating systems are inadequate. They cannot be heated. So if she's used to a thermostat that you just walk over to and you click it for air conditioning and you bring it to 70 degrees, or in the winter if you like it 70 or 72 degrees, you know, for heat, she's looking at 60 degrees in the wintertime. And as a matter of fact, you know, these old buildings are cold, and they would say, well, yeah, but it's because of the paintings. You know, we've got to maintain a cool, low temperature, you know, for the paintings. Otherwise, these historic artifacts will decompose. And the lighting, if you look at the lighting in some of these older castle-type buildings, there aren't a lot of outlets. There aren't a lot of the, you know, if you look at an American home, it's completely different. Way different. And I would say to American homes have excesses to excess. I mean, way, way too many devices, way, way, way too many conveniences. And I'm sure she's used to all this. Now, she'll be protected and there'll be a group of people, you know, making sure that she doesn't get shot or hurt or poisoned or, you know, those kinds of things. But she's going to have to be very careful as well. She won't be able to do the kind of things that she's used to being able to do, which is exactly what you're saying. She's used to getting in her car and taking off. Well, I don't think that's going to happen very much anymore. I think her travel is going to be restricted, wouldn't you say?
Yes. I think, well, this is something that Princess Diana, Sarah Ferguson also commented on this. And, you know, that is the claustrophobia. They definitely, even after many years of living with the royal family, found the claustrophobia and actually the lack of personal privacy from other family members was really, really something that was psychologically difficult to handle. They were isolated from the public, but among the royal household itself, there really wasn't very much personal privacy.
Yeah. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout and noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Huer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is listening. Gwyneth, up until a little over 60 years ago, Australians were considered British subjects. Now they're British citizens now. Is that correct? Or Australian citizens? Both dual citizenship.
Australian
is that correct?
Citizens. Australian citizens.
Okay. But weren't, wasn't it up until 1948, 1949 that Australians were considered British subjects?
I'm not quite sure on that topic.
Okay.
I can't comment there because I don't know the history of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I once asked my young son, he was, I believe, pre-teenage years, and I said, so what does royalty mean to you? And he said, oh, that's easy, Dad. They're willing to kill more people than anybody else. Now, historically speaking, you know, if we're talking about kings, he's absolutely right.
Well, there is one group that I would say, okay, that there's one reason for having kings and queens out there, and that is that it keeps communists out of power, okay? And if there's one group who have proven themselves to be more bloodthirsty than royalty in killing other people, it's communists. Mm-hmm. And every time that the communists gain a toehold, the first thing that they do is they wipe out the local nobility, and they wipe out the local royals, and they wipe out the local merchant class, because these are the people with the money and the knowledge and the ability and the wherewithal and the manpower to show them the door. And once that they've got rid of the nobility and the royalty and the merchant class, what they do is they start killing the general population. And that, if for no other reason, that is a very good reason in my books for maintaining the royal family. they might have done some absolutely terrible things. They might be doing some absolutely terrible things. But what the communists will do, if they ever manage to do to the House of Saxe-Coburg what they did to, the House of Romanov, would be absolutely terrible. And I think that the things that are happening in Britain now are happening because the Queen is old and the Queen is ill, and the Muslims are moving in and taking advantage of the situation that the monarch is old and ill. And, and I would say that the communists are taking advantage of the situation and allying with the Muslims, and that that is the reason why Britain is having so many problems at the moment. And it's probably the reason why Australia is having so many problems at the moment, because the Queen is, she is actually, we are still a Commonwealth country, and so she is still our Queen as well, because we are a Commonwealth country.
Do you see an end to monarchies in, or a monarchy in the United Kingdom?
Oh, gee, that's a really tricky one. I think that it's going to continue on into the future. I actually had a dream a while ago at night when I was asleep, and Princess Diana came to me in my dream, and I would not be surprised if Prince William ended up becoming the king instead of Prince Charles, based on what I saw in my dream. Okay? I don't know how this is going to play out, but I think that the world, things are going to go very badly indeed for the royal family if Prince Charles ever becomes the king.
Let's talk more about this when we come back. What happens when the Queen does die? This is USA Prepares.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be slight and
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, if Isaacs is with us, then we're talking about the royal wedding and the queen. And so what happens when the queen dies? Is the monarchy on its last legs around 2030?
I don't think that the monarchy is going to end. I hope it doesn't end. Okay? The message that I got last night not last night, but the message that I got that night when I had a dream and I met with Princess Diana in the dream, she said that Wills would end up becoming the king. That was the message that I got from her. She said that he needed to prepare himself to be king, okay? And so if he becomes the king, I hold a lot of hope for the royal family continuing on into the future. But the problem with Prince Charles is he's, oh gosh, he's actually proud of the fact that Vlad Dracul from Transylvania is his direct ancestor on the male line. I think that about sums it up in a nutshell. Anyone who would be proud to have Count Dracula as their ancestor, I would think that there's a little bit of a problem with them somewhere. And I think that he lost a lot of, of his support among the British public when he came out and said that. You know, because
when you look at when you look at a photo of the royal family, you can see that William and Charles look similar. But when you look at Harry and Charles, they don't look similar.
I don't think anyone believes that he's really Prince Charles' son.
Mm-hmm.
I think that pretty well everybody who's anybody is of the opinion that he is the seed of a certain James Hewitt, who was a polo player. Mm-hmm. And a very, very good friend of both Charles and Diana. So
if you look up, if you go to a search engine and you type in Prince Harry's father, you get a beaming picture of Charles, Prince of Wales. Okay, right under that,
nothing like him.
Yeah, right under that, it says there's a. Cosmopolitan.com says those rumors that James Hewitt is secretly Prince Harry's dad, and it goes on to say that Harry was born when Prince Diana had started an affair with Hewitt in The Horse Whisperer, which went on for 5 years. Okay. Interesting. So What do you think this big event that they're trying to cover up might be, that they had this wedding, this extravaganza, in order to distract the world from an event? Do you have an idea what it might be?
I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's possibly just that... you know, that they're having monumental trouble covering up the rumors just don't seem to be stopping about the pedophilia, about the, the stuff to, of all the Vlad Dracul type stuff is rumored to be going on. The stories just keep coming forward about it, okay? And it's sort of like it's a situation. It's no longer of where there's smoke, there's fire. I think you're starting to see some flames popping out the top of the superstructure here. That's a figure of speech, of course. But, you know, the stories just are not stopping about pedophilia, child sacrifice, satanic ceremony type stuff around the royal family. And whether, you know, Prince Philip, like I said, I certainly wouldn't hire him for a babysitter. Prince Charles actually has publicly stated that he's very proud of the fact that Dracula's his ancestor. it's just that it won't stop. And I think that that whole conglomeration is what they're trying to, get on the good side of the public PR, because ultimately they cannot rule without the public's consent. And that is part of British common law. And if they don't regain the public's consent, then, the public has every right to say, well, we actually don't want to be ruled by you anymore because you're a bunch of weirds. This is what the public is speaking and thinking over there. You're a bunch of weird, satanic, child molesting, blood drinking, weirdos, and we don't want to have you in our life anymore. And that is, that's the sentiment of a great number of the British public. Unfortunately, what they can't see is what happens when you get rid of a royal family. Okay? Which is communist Russia. That's what happens when you get rid of a royal family. And it's a well known historical thing. Everywhere where this is exactly what happened in communist Russia. Except then, the problem wasn't the whole royal family. The problem was just one man who wasn't even a member of the royal family. It was Rasputin. But he was, he was involved in satanic stuff, and he was getting other members of the royal family. He was reputed to have an affair with Tsarina Alexandrina, who was the Tsar's wife. And the end result of that for the Russian royal family was one morning they were taken down to a basement, lined up against the wall, and shot. And the result of that for the Russian people was communist hell from 1917 until 1996. However many years that is, about 70 years, 69 or 70 years of communist hell. And that is the last thing that Britain needs. And if there's any reason to keep if there's any reason to keep the Queen on the throne, that would have to be it. No matter how bad they are, no matter what they've done, what the communists are going to do, if they get the chance to, is infinitely 10,000 times worse.
I was looking at some images of, the Duke of Edinburgh. He has 17 medals on his chest. He's got braid, he's got sash, he's got so much gold bullion. It's unbelievable. And if you look at the royal family, the men, they all have this. Prince Charles, I mean, he looks pretty similar with braid, bullion, medals. You look at William, he's got a couple, he's got some braid. If you look at Harry, he's got a sash, gold bullion sash, he's got some medals. If you look at the Duke of York, he's got a sash, braid, medals. Why do these guys get all these medals? I mean, if you look at them, you look at their uniforms.
It makes them look important.
Well, if you look at their uniforms, they look more like costumes. I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but gosh, I don't know anybody who looks like this. Maybe I'm not traveling in the right circles. But I know some guys who were in the war and who did some things that were heroic and risky. I know that they don't have anywhere near the number of decorations on their uniforms that these guys have. But it seems like the whole royal family has them, except for the Queen doesn't. Let's see who else. But if you look at them line up, they are really decorated. Okay. So the Queen just wears a simple hat, some pearls, Camilla wears a hat, some pearls, and everyone else is decorated.
Yeah. It's like this, okay? The Queen was raised, the Queen Mother I think I mentioned before, she was a friend of my grandma. And my grandma had a nickname, and her nickname was Queenie. And the reason why she had the nickname Queenie was because she had a regal bearing, okay? And she was a very properly brought up young lady. Her grandfather was an earl. He was the Earl of Lindsay, Crawford of Balcarres, okay? And they have been very good friends of the royal family for quite some time. And, you know, they've had their fallings out over the years. And but my grandmother, who was Ethel May Crawford, she was personal friends with the Queen Mother. And the thing about the Queen Mother, she was a lady who, it didn't matter what happened, she knew how to maintain her humility, and she knew the power of humility, okay? She knew how to be an ordinary human being, and she knew how to relate to people. And I think that she taught that to the Queen when the Queen was a young lady, when she was a child, okay? And I, for that reason, I think that that's why the Queen has actually done an outstanding job of being a monarch over the course of her lifetime, okay? But I think that the biggest mistake of her whole life was marrying Prince Philip, because she never, ever should have had anything to do with him. But once she was married to him, she was stuck with him.
We're going to a break.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
They call themselves the House of Windsor, as if Windsor were their original last name. But that's not the case, is it?
No. Their original surname was Saxe-Coburg, and they changed it to Windsor during World War One. Okay, because at that time England was fighting Germany, and it was considered really, really bad PR for them to have such an obviously German name as Saxe-Coburg. Saxe, of course, being short for Saxon, which is German. But the truth of it is that the English people are a hybrid between the native Angles, who were resident in Anglia, that is southern Britain at that time, and the Saxons, who came and basically invaded the place. This all happened, you know, probably over 1,000 years ago. And in fact, the last of the Saxon kings was King Harold, and his reign was famously ended, or the end of his reign was famously heralded by the appearance of Halley's Comet. And he was sure when he saw the comet that his reign was going to be over soon, and within a very short period of time he died in battle. And the Normans took over. And the Normans were the descendants of Norsemen, meaning Norwegian Vikings, who came down the European west coast and, settled in France. and they set up their own kingdom, and they called it Normandy. And, you know, they grew in strength and they grew in power, and, you know, eventually they got ideas of invading England and went across and did so, killed the Saxon king and set up their own, you know, line of kings who was the Plantagenets, who ruled for a very, 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 very long time, hundreds and hundreds of years. So there we go. That's British history. Of course, it's more detailed than that, but that's it in a nutshell. And so the royal house that we have in England is a hybrid of these two, you could call them warring factions. Of the Saxon, actually, there's three factions because there's the Scottish faction as well. And so you've got these three warring factions, and sometimes they intermarry and sometimes they go to war and kill each other. And this is the uncomfortable thing, of, you know, that they have to admit, you know, or not admit that, you know, that they're actually descended from Germans. And even in Queen Victoria's day, the language that the royal family spoke at home was actually German, not English. Yep.
And how many people knew that before they just heard it just now?
I don't know.
I understand that when the Queen signs official documents, she signs them with the letter W, and I assume that stands for Windsor. Is that right?
I assume so.
Yeah. And, you know, I looked up the, you know, one of the items about the wedding, the royal wedding, the royal fleecing, in my terms, was the toilets. And they had to provide toilets for, you know, the guests. So there were 800 guests, and they got royal toilets that cost $47,000. So if you divide that out, that's $59 a piece. So $59 for the toilets for the 800 guests. But they had more guests than that, other guests, you know, the 2,640 of them at $27,000. So you have the royal flush, which comes out to $59 each person, and you have the common flush, which would be $10 a person, according to my calculations. So there are two classes already, even in the
this
toilets.
This sounds like the end of the broadcast.
It is. It is. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.